I'm Dan Klefstad with NIU's Matt Streb as we continue our series on Northern Illinois congressional races. Today, Matt and I will look at the new 6th district, which is shaped like the letter C. It includes Barrington, parts of Elgin, Wheaton, Glen Ellen, and Downers Grove. The incumbent is Peter Roskam, who has been in the Republican House leadership for several years. His opponent is Leslie Coolidge, a CPA and self-described progressive Democrat. Matt, Democrats control the mapping process. How has the composition of this district changed?
Well, you know what? Peter Roskam's a lucky person because he is really, if you look at the Northern Illinois Republicans, the only person that really emerged unscathed from this redistricting, although Randy Holcrin in hindsight now did as well, but let's go through some of them, right? If you look at Dime Azzullo didn't come out okay from this redistricting because he had to run against Adam Kinzinger. So both of those guys had to challenge each other, a tough race. Kinzinger's got a big geographic district that's new now. Let's look at somebody like Bobby Schilling, or let's look at Bob Dole. Those districts were already kind of leaning Democratic districts, so they just became more Democratic. Let's talk about Judy Biggert, Dan. They blew up her district. She's now got six. Her old district is part of six new different districts, right? She's in an incredible fight right now with Bill Foster. Randy Holcrin and Joe Walsh, their districts were drawn. Their districts were drawn so they would, in theory anyway, have to run against each other in a primary. Walsh obviously went in and decided to run in the 8th. But all these people were affected, except really Peter Roskam, because he has a district that was very solidly Republican beforehand, and it's still very solidly Republican right now. And you know, this is a race that Coolidge, we can talk about Coolidge, he's an interesting candidate, but no one, I think, is really expecting this to go any way but having Peter Roskam win. Roskam's got far more money. The last time I saw, he had raised well over $2 million. That's pretty impressive for a congressional candidate. A lot of that has to do with the fact that he is a party leader. Coolidge was at about $200,000, right? So you can see some definite discrepancies right there. But Peter Roskam's in a pretty good situation, and he is somebody, even you go downstate, Tim Johnson decided not to run for re-election. I mean, Peter Roskam is one of the few Republicans that actually was probably pretty okay with the Democratic redraw.
Abortion rights have become an issue in this district. Roskam is on record as opposing abortion, even in the case of rape or incest. Coolidge has tried to tie Roskam to Todd Akin's comments about rape. How have voters in this district responded to this line of attack?
I don't think it just isn't having any traction. I mean, it's very difficult, I think, for her to get a lot of traction. Roskam is somebody that if you go back then, when we first started having these conversations back in 2006, Peter Roskam was running for Congress for the first time against Tammy Duckworth, who we're going to talk about in a couple days, right? And this was one of those races I got all hyped up about because it was really this fascinating, open seat, interesting race, and it was close. Roskam won with 51% of the vote, right? A very close race. If you look at what happened when he ran against Jill Morgenthaler in 2008, 59% of the vote. If you look at what he got against Ben Lowe in 2010, 64% of the vote. I mean, he is somebody who initially looked like he was going to be a target. And I remember when we talked about the Morgenthaler-Roskam race, we were saying, well, this one could be kind of interesting as well. He ran away with that one, and since that time, he really hasn't had serious challenges. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the district is I think, in many ways, even better for him this time around than it was 2 years ago.
So is the question about the Roskam-Coolidge race, how many points above 50% are we expecting Roskam to get during the election?
Well, I mean, if you look at Charlie Cook, you look at Rothenberg, they all have this as a likely Republican race. Coolidge, as I said, very interesting background. She Harvard educated. She got a master's degree from NYU, longtime CPA. She's talking a lot about, you mentioned abortion, but she's also talking about how her background as a CPA will help her when it comes to tax policy, your job creation, or balancing budgets. These are issues that voters care about. But it's just very difficult to get a lot of traction. And here's the problem she has, too. Dan, money, I know it doesn't feel this way, but money is actually finite. Believe it or not, there is only so much money that can go around. And when you talk about Sherry Bustos' race in the 17th we talked about earlier, right? And when you talk about Tammy Duckworth's race or the 10th district race or Bill Foster's race in the 11th district, some of these races we're going to talk about in the next couple days, the Democratic Party, they they got a chance to pick up a lot of those seats, right? I mean, they could pick up as many potentially as 5 seats statewide, which would be huge. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but they potentially could do that. This is not one of those seats that they're going to pick up. And so the money is just not going to be there. It makes it much more difficult then for her to get her message out.
Matt Streb is a political scientist at NIU.